Alrighty then!
And we're back!
Welcome to the TNA Jinx Podcast, episode
8.
8, take 5.
As of right now.
As of right now, yes. So if you're hearing this, we have tried 4 times to get this started. My brain broke.
I was saying cucumber.
The cuckoo bear tree. How you guys doing?
Good. I'm fine.
Good. How
you're
you doing?
Fine? How fine are you?
Pretty
on a
fine.
Scale from fine to finer.
Was it 5 Alexes or just 4?
Finest.
Would you give this review a 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5 sexy Alexes?
Oh, God.
How I'm feeling? 5 out of 5 sexy Alexes.
Ooh. All right, should we get into our first segment?
Let's do it.
This is, again, of course, Drink of the Show, where we tell what we're drinking.
Yes.
Alex, I'm going to start with Nick this
yes.
time. Nick!
I'm having a great cucumber sour crush. Oh, that's your beer. I'm having the Blue Moon Belgian White.
A Blue Moon, and Nick
Alex.
Is having a Blue Moon.
Yes.
And Nick...
Alex.
...is still having that Blue Moon, so maybe Alex will tell me what he wants.
Yes, I'm having... The Cucumber Sour Crush from 10 Bear Brewing.
I, too, am having that, and I'm going to taste it for you. Refreshing.
It's really good.
It's sour and cucumbery.
I really like
that. That was just weird.
It's really good.
Weird.
It's really good. In fact, it's so good, it's... Good enough to get the Drink of the Show Award! Brought to you by TNA Drinks. Whenever you're feeling thirsty, grab a nice, cucumber. Refreshing cucumber sour from Fanbar Brewery.
Cucumber.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Cucumber.
All right, is there anything new between the 2-3 of us that from the last time we recorded?
No.
Was that you making that...
Yes.
You had a fight to get it out.
No, I thought for sure somebody else was talking, like on my laptop or something. So I was like trying to listen.
It was his tummy trying to get out.
All right.
There's a monster in there, Alex.
So it's been about a couple weeks since we recorded our last podcast.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
When this comes out, it will be June.
Holy
yes.
cow.
June.
Already.
The NBA Finals will be a couple games starting. In, and we know that the Warriors.
Woo!
The Warriors are in.
The Warriors are win.
They're 4 games
They're going to win.
A championship.
You think they're going to win?
Yes.
Do you think they're going to win?
Yes.
Why do you think you're going to win?
Because they're the best team.
Are they?
They are.
Are they light years ahead of every other team?
Well, I mean, look who they have on their team.
Stephen Curry.
There you go.
LeBron James.
Well, Stephen Curry's the best at his position.
Who's Donkey you? From... Draymond Green.
Best at his position? That was hard to say.
The guy that has the Party City mustache?
I almost said something. Oh, man. Maybe he's the worst at his position, but that's the only one.
Klay Thompson?
Oh, that guy.
Oh.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
At his position. I mean, you have a 7-footer doing the Euro
Zaza
two-step.
Pachulli.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
Did I get a real name right? Did I get his name right?
I don't know.
Zaza Pachulli?
You just call him Zaza.
Yes, did I?
Is that a new Star Wars character?
Jar Jar Binks. All right. Our first main topic. Pranks.
Oh.
We pulled some pranks.
Oh, we have that?
Yeah. No! We're going to do pranks on each other right now.
Let me continue. We have some pranks. We had the infamous Manny 3 triple pack from a couple shows ago.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So we did 3 more on 3 unsuspecting friends of ours.
Yes.
First... is a work buddy, and Alex in the editing bay will have to bleep out the name of the place that it says.
Yes.
So here we go. Let's listen to this.
This is Alex. How can I help you?
Hi. Do you guys have any toilet paper?
Just toilet paper by itself?
Oh, toilet paper. I need some right now.
I don't actually. No, ma'am.
Well, I'm just asking you to bring some over.
Are you over at the Bridge Club?
Wait, this isn't Ronnie?
No, this is...
Oh, Lord, I am so sorry. It's just I haven't spoken to anyone in such a long time. Please stay on the line with me. I don't want to lose anyone else ever since my husband passed.
And he hangs up. So that was the first one. That was, this is all being done through prankdial.com because we can do one live on the show. Should we do one live on the show in
Let's
a minute?
Do one live
sure,
on the
after
show.
The last.
Yeah.
The
we're going to try this live. We'll be cut in now. Bobby?
Yeah?
Can you see me?
Are you parked right next door?
No, I'm right across the street.
Right across the street?
Look straight across. You don't see me?
Tommy, I'm looking right across the street from my house. I do not see you.
You know who else you can't see? John Cena!
See, you just tricked me to go outside.
I did.
Damn you.
If it worked. If not, it just cuts from me saying, cut in now, and then here it is.
It didn't work.
All right. Second one is
Bobby.
We can do Bobby. We, Alex and I, have a friend named Bobby. He's one of our good, close buddies.
Yes.
We hang with him all the time. And we pranked him a couple times before that were hilarious. So we're going to prank him right now.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Please, let me continue. This is Kathy Sanchez from the Credit Card Fraud Division.
This is the one that sounds the worst.
Yes?
It sounds like a recording.
Today?
I'm doing good.
Great. We were alerted of several unusual charges on your account. Do you have a moment to speak?
Okay, what is the account again?
For the past week, there have been unusual charges.
Okay.
Are you aware of these charges?
Can you list the charges?
For example, on Sunday, there was a purchase of $276 for a hotel room in Guatemala.
Okay, that charge is definitely fake. Any charges for this Tuesday?
Were you in Guatemala recently?
No, I was not in Guatemala recently.
I see. On Monday, there was a purchase of $432 from an exotic pet store in Guatemala.
No, that...
Are you sure you weren't in Guatemala?
No, I wasn't sure. Hey, can you just tell me what is the name under the card of the account these charges are being made from?
Okay. On that same day, there was a purchase of $123 from a restaurant in Guatemala.
Tommy, is this you?
So are you positive you weren't in Guatemala?
No, I was in Paris, France.
Okay.
So that was that one. That one was, it was all right. The next one is probably my favorite because my cousin, I'm pranking my cousin on this one. He sounds just absolutely freaking confused, and then he catches on as well. So let's take a listen to that.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hello?
So you the one who hit my car?
Sorry?
Well, you left your phone number on my windshield.
What? Who is
Yo, stop yapping and listen. Listen, B, you scratched my fender and busted out my taillight. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Yes, you did.
Hello?
Who your insurance company, B?
Who is this?
Yo, don't lie to me. I can't hear you. Speak up.
It's a prank.
Then why'd you leave a damn note?
Boo.
You there?
Hello?
I'm losing my patience.
Who is this?
Man, what's wrong with you? Hello? I got your note right here in my own hands.
Ha 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 ha!
You've just been pranked by PrankDial.com.
He didn't know what to say. Prankdial. He was so confused.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
That's probably the best part is at the end when he's like, who the fuck? Those are some classics. They're not as funny as the Manny prank because Manny was getting freaking irate at the guy.
Have we played
that one? Yes. It's the three-parter. Same guy at the end, the last one. Hey, you hit my car. That dude. So.
Oh, we have one that you haven't played. Or have you?
Which one?
The Chuck.
I don't have those anymore. They're gone.
Boo.
Yeah. Those are the classics. I still have my friend's one with Bobby with Big Girls Adult Entertainment. Because that one was hilarious. That one was a classic. I probably will do that next time we have prank skit hour thing. All right. So that was our prank. Of course, they're new pranks. We'll get better as we get on. We'll be like the Lamont and Tonelli of pranks. So what's our next topic, Nick?
I saw something today on Facebook. And it was Tommy graduating 3 years ago. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Congratulations, Tommy.
A lot of good it did.
Well, I mean,
hey, money wasted, no return.
No, it's a good thing. You got a piece of paper. That's
I do. Happens. I have a, I will sell you. I have a grand deal for you. Are you ready?
How am I going to
That piece of paper cost me around $50,000. I'll sell it to you for $30,000.
Let me think for a second.
You can have it. I'll even scratch it out with dry erase pen, unless you want to sell it. And it'll...
I'm okay.
Okay, there you go.
I'm okay. I got a certificate, so that's all I need. So that got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got that and stuff. What did you want to do for you to do that? You know, graduation, getting the degree. What did you want to do? I know you didn't want to work with me every day.
I have no idea what I wanted to do, and I still don't.
Okay, what was your degree in?
Communications.
Okay, so you're communicating right now through the...
Hey, look at that. I'm using my degree here.
See?
Who wants to pay me? Anyone? No? Crickets? No one? Oh, okay.
Now, what... You don't know what you want to do?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you know what I wanted to do?
Garbage man.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Lion tamer.
That sounds good.
Luchador wrestler.
Man, I don't know if I can breathe underneath that mask.
Exotic pet breeder.
Nah, I'm cool with that. I don't want to get eaten.
Male stripper.
Nah, you don't want to see this one.
I can keep listing jobs. You want to say what it was?
Yeah, I wanted to do exactly what you wanted to do. I wanted to be in radio. I want to do like what we're doing right now.
I thought you were going to say porn for some reason because of that.
Because that's what that you one story to do?
That
that's
I said. What you want to do?
No, hell no.
You want to do porn?
I thought you were talking.
I thought you were going to go get a job at Walmart, walk into
that
porn
was a
place.
That was a funny story, and I believe I did tell that on the podcast
yes,
too.
You did.
So.
I'm just saying, like, what you got your degree in, communications, that's what I wanted to do. I had chances to get on the radio and talk. Only problem was you're in Spanish, and I didn't know how to speak Spanish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because you tried to say words like cucumber and it came out cucobadin.
No, it came out cucumba. Okay.
Since
but no.
You talk cursive.
Every day. You know, Tommy, you should still try to do that. I know you're talking about it. I would call radio stations and see if you can do that and get your ass up there so we can do what you want to do. No. See, that's the reason why you're doing plumbing store.
Plumbing store is a fine job. Everyone needs a plumbing store. And if you need a plumbing store, visit
California. 65.
The noise. What's going on?
I'm melting.
All right, that was this theme song. Do we have some funny stories about our bud buddy Bernardo?
Wait, Alex, what did you want to do? What do you want to be? You're still young.
BBW escort.
Oh, that's good, Alex. That's awesome.
National condom tester.
An electrician.
I will say that Alex did a really good job putting something up in our store yesterday.
I think it all comes back to sophomore year at high school in science lab. Alex was messing around with a light socket, and the teacher yelled at him, Stop putting your pen in the light socket. You'll light up like a Christmas tree.
Not in the light, because I was turning it up high or something.
Oh, something. Somebody's
turning up the Christmas tree. What?
He'll light up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, all right. That's where you put that smoke weed.
Well, you see, I was working with the electrician, but it was on and off.
Usually,
it's just like light switch.
Hold on.
And then you guys asked me for.
Sorry.
You guys asked me if I wanted to work with you, and I said yes.
Why?
See, that's not... No, because I was trying to get you to work with us longer than that for you to come in. The only way you started working...
Yeah, they wanted you before me.
Yes.
Even Nick admitted it. He's like, you hired that guy. I wanted Alex.
What did you want me to do? Say no. Want me to lie to you?
A little bit of lying doesn't hurt. I had to go talk to my therapist
Tommy,
3 times a week
about that.
I will
say this, okay? You're the best worker I've ever worked with.
Sorry, I'm getting my nipples hard right here. Keep saying it.
Hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom and throw up.
Why does that always happen? I always
yellow.
Say something about my nipples.
I know, old yellow.
And I throw up?
No, and people just throw up.
Yeah, well, you should get the message there, buddy.
Ooh, if people swallow if people swallowed pills and they need to throw up, I can just go, hello!
No one saw that, so they don't know what you did.
Tommy raised his shirt above his nipples to show his moist, hairy areolas.
He said moist.
Moist. Nasty.
Oh my gosh. Alex has thrown up all over his mic.
See what you did?
It is running down the front of his shirt and going down his leg. It has reached the floor and is now pooling. Alex is running to the bathroom. Oh wait, he's just sitting in the chair.
Alex grabbed a mop.
Oh man, that was
crushing. That was
I thought you were just going to ruin your mic right there. He's like, I want a new mic.
Did you see that study where radio hosts, they have a microphone and they're so nasty because they eat while they talk and all their whole entire microphone's all gross and nasty?
You know whose microphone's probably real nasty?
Not mine.
Howard Stern's.
Ugh.
Did you see the lady where they had the queef competition?
I knew you were going to say that.
Those mics have been through hell and back.
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Do you have a
topic?
A topic?
Not really.
Hold on. Let's see if I have my thing in my thing.
Shouldn't you have your thing in
that's
a
picture
thing?
Of Nick.
Not
that's
a thing
picture
thing.
Of Nick. That's a picture of Alex. That's a picture of Alex boobs. That's a picture of something else.
What?
Oh, that's a picture of erect Tommy.
What?
As long as you say that and then not immediately follow up with, my throat was sore that day.
So I just got a message from Eric,
God.
From Eric.
Eric who?
And Eric.
Bischoff?
Eric and Rick.
Eric and Rick
Eric
Bischoff.
And Rick. Okay. And his text message said, did he come pay today?
Alright!
I love to. Oh, $4,000
questions? There we go. I got a topic.
$4,000 queef sessions?
I got a topic.
Questions.
I
queef
sessions? I have a question,
okay?
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, would you guys rather have $4,000, $400,000 a month for the rest of your lives, or one grand total of a $2 million payout at that one time?
$400,000 a month for the rest of my life.
Why?
Because in 3 months, I'll have $2 million.
Okay, let me ask another question. What happens if it's not $400,000? What happens if it's just $4,000 a month for the rest of your life?
$4,000 the rest of my life.
Why?
Because you're secure. You're set.
For $4,000, do you know where you live?
If I was getting $4,000 a month, I'd move. I'd move to, like, bumfuck Iowa.
Okay, so...
Where the price is, like, $20 for a house.
$4,000 here, where you live, costs... You get a closet. You might get a hangar.
I know. That's why I would move. Goodbye. Give me a trailer in...
Why a trailer? You go somewhere else, you get yourself a mansion.
You said $4,000 a month. Right. How would you afford a mansion the first month?
Okay, so if you move
It's like in the quicksand.
If you move to
if
Idaho,
you stay
if you move to Utah, if you move to a place where you can get a house for, I don't know, even Vegas. Vegas, you can get a
I don't
want to
go
house.
There. They just released a video from ISIS that said they're going to blow it up. Don't want to go there.
ISIS, come on.
Don't want to go there.
ISIS ain't going to blow anything up.
Once again, I'd just like to say they did make that threat a year ago, and Alex and I went to Vegas right after that and said, fuck you, and we went, and we had a great time.
Yes.
A stripper left her pussy mark on my shorts.
Did you just...
I got beaten up, it felt like. By illegal, it seems like that stripper was.
Huh. And you had to wash those clothes, didn't you, Tommy?
It was funny as hell. It was 4 a.m. when I finally got back home, and I picked up my shorts. And, of course, you know, the strip clubs are all dark, so I didn't see anything on my pants. I pick it up, and you can see a very big line where she was rubbing on my leg.
That's where you need the black light. So, all right, so I'm just saying, I'm just choosing
Vegas. Yes, $4,000 a month for the rest of my life.
I'm just saying Vegas, because Vegas, you have a huge house, and you have a pool, and, I mean... So for like $200,000.
This is what I would do.
Tell me what you would do.
$4,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
I'd stay here.
Okay.
Quit my job.
Right. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would stay here 5 months and just help my mom and parents pay for food. I'd pay for my car insurance and my other things. And save and save and save and save and save. And then move and get a trailer in another state.
Why would you get a trailer?
So that I can save and save and save and save and save for years on my own and then buy a mansion.
Why would you buy a mansion? Because you imagine...
You just said they're really cheap in other places.
Right, but if you buy a mansion... I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said a mansion. I should have said a nice house.
A nice house then.
Okay.
A double-wide high-rise.
A double-wide trailer with two levels.
Yeah.
And you'd buy
that. I would actually buy an abandoned missile silo and turn it into my house.
And you'd buy that stripper so you have her mark everywhere you go.
That sounds very sad and pathetic, so no, I would not do
Alex,
that.
Alex, your turn. What would you do?
I would do the respectable thing and go down.
And respect Alex and let Alex speak.
Fine, go ahead, speak.
I'll do it each month.
What would you do?
Come live with me and we would pool our money together.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, well, that's it. That's done.
Because if you
what
that,
would you do?
Your second option, if you give that much money, and probably you would want to spend all at once, if you were given that much.
I have a question.
And then if you get that
much. What would you do?
I would do exactly what you guys are doing and get the $4,000 a month. Just because I can be able to buy a house. I have two kids right now, one's six months.
Would you still work?
Yes. I would still work because $4,000 really ain't nothing.
Right.
I mean, it's a month. I mean, it'll add up. I thought what you're saying.
I thought you might have picked the $2 million option so you could get a house now.
No, because I would do the Tommy route. I'd save for a year. Mm. I wouldn't even touch that $4,000 until, like, I don't know. I'm sorry, not a year. Maybe 5 years. I wouldn't even touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I would just, like, save it in the bank and then buy a house. But I don't know if it would be in California, though. I really don't. They got
it
so
can be
many.
California, but like the valley.
No, I don't know if I can be in California.
You could
though.
Go to Modesto and live with Mark.
No, I don't want to go to California.
You could be his best buddy ever.
No. I want to live in Washington.
D.C.?
I want to be a Washingtonian.
A Washingtonite?
You don't want to move with me to North Carolina? You have a nice big compound.
With two double-rise, high-rise trailers. One's strictly the sex house, and one is strictly the living house.
All right, Alex, so North Carolina, are you from North Carolina or are you from California? What made you go to North Carolina?
Family.
Okay, what's in North Carolina?
Family.
What? Why do you like family. North Carolina so much?
Because his family's there.
Yes, and it's beautiful scenery there.
So what else does he like over in North Carolina?
Yes, Ty. Yes, Alex.
Well, no, because every time I ask you a question, like, he answered it, and you were just like...
Well, he loves the BBWs over there.
Ah, yes.
Oh, no.
They're the perfect ones for him.
Yes,
that's why he wants to live in that double-ride high-rise.
I also heard that he likes to delete.
Actually, when I was little, we used to go down to Myrtle Beaches in South Carolina.
Is that your mom's family or your dad's family?
My dad.
Your dad's family?
They were there because one of my uncles was stationed in Fort Bragg, and my other uncle went there.
Okay.
He was in college at Rochester, so he just got together with my uncle and...
So why did your dad live here? Did your dad always live here? Or
everybody lived here. They just moved over there.
Why hasn't he moved?
Everybody wants to leave California.
Doesn't he kind of want to go too?
Yes.
Your dad wants to go to North Carolina?
But probably not to North Carolina. Probably
where does he
want to
go? Washington?
I don't know.
He probably would move.
Why would
to
he want to go to Washington?
A lot of hunting.
He would want to leave the liberal right coast.
Yes.
He doesn't like West Coast? Yeah.
No, he doesn't like the other word that I said.
Yes.
I couldn't leave.
Libetabebe.
Huh?
Hera?
Who?
Oh.
Cucucamba.
Cucucamba. Okay. That was a very...
Nah, it's always fun, though, when I go. I enjoy it.
So you probably have the same amount of fun as I do when I go up to Washington.
Yes. I like it because even though if you're like in gated community, your house is really not like smack.
Oh, that's not California.
Like next door to you. You actually have a backyard.
You can high five your neighbor in California. Yeah.
You can do what with your neighbor?
You can high five your neighbor in California.
And everybody's nice. When you drive down the street, rave to random people, they rave back. Everybody's nice.
That's what we need. We need that more in our country.
Speaking at the BBW. Well, there's a.
So the BBW waves back.
Alex, hold on. Hold on.
Everyone,
stop. Stop. Hold on.
It was rainy that day, so I don't know
Alex.
What was waving.
Everyone, stop for a second. Alex, I need you
dun, dun, dun.
To break it down the BBW.
Break it down!
Well, the BBWs, there was a ton back up, but one time we were driving down the road. I think I saw Jabba the Hutt
cruising down the street.
Cruising down the street. He was like float. The guy was floating.
He was on a float?
No. He was on the wheel, the electronic wheelchairs, right?
Yeah.
It looked like he was floating because he had so much flap that was hanging over to touching the ground.
That poor bike.
Yes.
Wait. I have a question. You said there was so much that he it was right. So do you think all he has to do is just put his feet down, the bike goes in his butt, and he just keeps it there? He doesn't need to lock it
probably,
up.
It was...
And when he needs to go, he goes ring ring.
I knew you could do that, dude. He's like, I need a ride. Go. That's awesome. North Carolina's a good place.
Have you been there?
Only if I heard. I have not been there.
Only if you heard.
It's better than water, Alex.
Oh, boy.
What is this, a stem?
Do you know what this is? Yeah, it's a stem.
Yeah, they weren't too happy about that.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
That's my dad's favorite line from the movie. He used that on me all the time.
What movie is that?
Animal House?
Never seen it.
You've never seen Animal House?
No, I have not.
That's a classic.
I have not seen a lot of classic movies, apparently.
So, no, that's me.
I haven't seen
Animal House.
I haven't seen Princess Bride.
Oh, Jesus. Anyone seen Pulp Fiction yet?
No, nope,
hey,
not
was
all
that
the way
movie?
Through.
You were supposed to see Pulp Fiction. What was I supposed to see?
The Rock.
Have you watched saw The Rock yet? On Saturday Night Live. Not that Rock.
No.
Oh, okay.
I heard that segment sucked. His one sucked. It wasn't like his old.
I don't know.
Other five times.
I didn't see it. He was on the five thing. All I know is he changed his wig like five different times. And.
Okay.
I am too.
Should we do a little quick segment? We're gonna do one more and then we'll get out of here.
Yes.
Sure.
All right. I'm gonna pull up the top 100 movies. We're gonna see if we've seen them.
Okay. Let's do it.
Welcome to segment number something. This is, we're going to go through and see if we've seen the top 20 greatest movies of all time. All right. Let's see if I can find an updated one from this century. This is the American Film Institute top 100 movies. Number one, Citizen Kane.
Nope.
Never seen it. Have you seen it?
No, sir.
Yeah.
All I know is Rosebud. That's the only line I know from it.
Casa Blanca.
No.
Nope.
Me neither. So apparently that's number two. Three, The Godfather.
Yes.
Yes.
Half of it. I've only seen half.
What half?
The second half.
maybe you saw the middle.
Four, Gone with the Wind.
Nope.
I have seen that movie.
How'd you like it?
I don't remember. I was eight.
So you haven't seen the movie?
No, I haven't. Lawrence of Arabia.
Nope. Who?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Nope.
No, me either. The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yes, for me.
I don't remember it, but yes.
The Graduate.
Yes.
I've never graduated.
Yes, it's a really fantastic movie.
Oh, no, I have not.
It is like, the way I describe it is a 1967 Seth Rogen movie. It has funny, it's hilarious.
It's like the Taco?
It's not like that, no. It's like his, like... knocked up type movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know people are going to shoot me and say, it's nothing like that. There are funny jokes in there. It's hilarious.
Who's going to shoot you?
On the Waterfront is number eight.
Nope.
Nope.
I haven't either. Number 9, Schindler's List.
I want to.
It's Liam Neeson, right?
Even though they were playing that at my school, you had to watch it in school when I went to school.
But I never watched it.
Yeah.
Singing in the Rain.
Nope.
I haven't either. Wow, we suck. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Everyone's seen it. I'll ride.
Huh? I'll ride?
All right. Sunset Boulevard.
No.
The Bridge on River Kwai.
No.
Bits and clips of it.
I have not seen it. Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Cold.
Which website was that on? No.
I haven't either. Star Wars.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Yes.
The original, number four.
Yes.
1977. All About Eve.
No.
Have you?
No.
The African Queen.
No.
Psycho.
No.
Chinatown.
I've been to Chinatown.
I think that I've seen this one.
Is it?
It's a fucking weird movie.
Is it Big Trouble in Little China? No.
No, that's the Jackie Chan.
Big Trouble in Little China.
No, I have not seen Chinatown. I was thinking about the one that's...
Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, what's the one with the Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker? Besides Rush Hour. Wasn't he in one? Oh, no. It was Jackie Chan and the guy with the broken nose. The brother with the broken nose. hold on. Jackie.
Oh, Owen Wilson? Yeah. Shanghai?
Shanghai
Nights?
Yeah, that's the one. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
Yes, I have too.
I have not.
Did you like it, Nick?
That's a classic.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Nurse Ratched?
Yeah, it was good.
And number 20, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Nice. So was it... Did they make two of them? Did they make a newer version of it?
No, just one. Just one. So let's just rapid fire these ones. I will chime in when I've seen it. You guys just say yes or no. Grapes of Wrath.
No.
2001: A Space Odyssey.
No.
The Maltese Falcon.
No. No.
Raging Bull.
No.
Yes.
E.T.
Yes.
Yes. Doctor Strangelove.
Yes. Yes.
Bonnie and Clyde.
No.
Apocalypse Now.
No.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
No.
Yes, I've seen it. The Treasure of the Sierra Madres.
No.
Annie Hall.
No.
Godfather Part 2.
No. Oh, yes, Godfather Part 2.
No.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
No.
Yes.
Yes, I've seen it from school.
School and read the book.
Yeah. It Happened One Night.
No.
Midnight Cowboy.
No.
I've seen it. It's a really good movie. It's an X-rated movie because there's so much blood. The Best Years of Our Lives.
It's an X-rated movie because there's so much blood?
Yes, and there is some titties.
Oh, okay.
The Best Years of Our Lives.
No.
No.
Double Intimidity.
No.
Cuckoo Combo?
Dr. Zaius.
No.
North by Northwest.
Yes.
No. Yes. We've seen it in film class.
That was a pretty good movie.
West Side Story.
Yes.
No.
Was it good?
It was.
It's my dad's favorite movie.
It's a good movie.
Rear Window.
No.
Yes. That's the Hitchcock one where Jimmy Stewart's in the mirror. Oh, I think they shot a guy over there. I need to get over. Oh, no, he's coming to kill me. No? No one?
Do that again.
Oh! Have you heard Jimmy Stewart talk?
No.
Okay, hold on. I'll show you that.
The guy.
Yeah, it's the
X-Men guy.
That's Patrick Stewart.
I'm talking about
the guy that was in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and...
Okay, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Yeah. King Kong.
Yes.
The original 1933 one.
Oh, no.
You saw the crappy remake with Adrian Brody.
Yes.
The Birth of a Nation.
No.
They remade that one just recently. A Streetcar Named Desire.
No.
Stella! No, okay. I haven't seen it either. That's what's in it.
Oh.
What?
The only reason I remember Stella. It, all I remember, it, I remember that movie because
Stella!
Of the, I remember that because of The Simpsons. Stella! Can't you hear me, Yella?
No.
Clockwork Orange.
Say that one more time.
Clockwork Orange.
Oh, no.
Taxi Driver.
No. Yes.
I've not seen it.
That was a good movie.
Jaws.
Yes.
Never seen it. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Yes.
No. Alex?
Yes, I have.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No. Yes.
I've not seen it. The Philadelphia Story.
No.
Is that with Tom Hanks?
No. This is That's from 1940. Yeah.
Okay. No.
From Here to Eternity.
No.
Amadeus.
No.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
No.
We've seen it 4 times. That's the movie in high school they kept showing and showing and showing. We had 4 different substitutes for this one class, and the teacher never updated things, so we watched it 4 times in a row.
And then the same
How
project
many times
on
did
it.
You guys take a nap? Now, did you guys return? Did you guys turn in the same project every
yes,
time?
Every yes, every time we did the same exact fucking thing.
Did you? For
yes,
real?
Yes. Did they you passed out the same handout.
Did you get the different grade anytime?
No. What we did, we all were smart. What we did is we knew it was coming out after the second time, so we one of us kept ours from the day before, and we just copied off of it on our tables. And it was 100% one.
Nice.
So, The Sound of Music.
No.
No.
MASH.
No.
No.
That's a movie. The Third Man.
No.
Fantasia.
Yes.
Rebel Without a Cause.
No.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
No.
Vertigo.
No.
No.
Oh, I'm up so high. This is the fourth movie with me on here. Oh, I can't get down.
No, I haven't seen that.
Tootsie.
No. No.
Stagecoach.
Nope.
I Broke Nick. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
How do you say it right now?
No.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Shane.
No.
The French Connection.
No.
Forrest wow. Gump.
Yes.
Yes.
Lucy. All right. Why did I sound like Sean Connery right there? Ben Hur.
No. Jenny.
Weather. Jenny. Yes.
Lieutenant Dan. Ice cream.
Ben Hur.
No.
Wuthering Heights.
No.
The Gold Rush.
No.
Dances with Wolves.
No. No.
City Lights.
Nope.
American Graffiti.
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
Yes.
It's made in Alameda, right? Or across the bay. And it's made by George Lucas.
Yes.
I know a lot of facts about movies that I've never seen.
I see.
Rocky.
Yes.
Yes.
I've not seen that movie.
Well, you're not missing out.
The Deer Hunter.
No.
It's a movie about your dad hunting plastic.
Ah.
Modern Times.
No.
We've seen it. We've seen it in film class. It's the one with...
Was I there during that time? Oh, Charlie Chaplin? Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done here. Giant.
No.
Platoon.
Yes.
Fargo.
No.
I've seen Fargo. Have you seen Fargo?
No.
It's a really good movie. You should see it.
I should.
Yeah.
Is that the movie that they based the TV show
yes.
off of?
Ah. Duck Soup.
No.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Nope.
Nope.
Frankenstein.
Yes.
I have not seen it.
No.
I've seen... Young Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Easy Rider.
No.
Patton.
No.
No.
The Jazz Singer.
No.
No.
My Fair Lady.
No.
Yes.
I Feel Pretty. Oh, so pretty. No.
No.
You've heard that song before, right?
Yes.
Place in the Sun.
No.
The Apartment.
No.
Yes, we have. That's the one with Gene Hackman that was really, really fucking boring.
Isn't that called, like, started with the C?
It might have, yes. I think you're right. Goodfellas.
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
It's a really good movie.
Yes.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, what number is that?
95.
Woo!
The Searchers.
No.
No.
Bringing Up Baby.
No.
No.
Unforgiven.
No.
Yes, Unforgiven, I saw.
1956 movie?
No, no, mine. It was a different movie called.
He was 11.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Who? You brought dinner? Nice.
And finally, number 100. Yankee
Doodle
Dandy.
No.
No.
Oh, well, you might got to go see some of my movies, see? Why am I on the top of the roof here? I don't want to go to Washington, but I guess I will.
So, that was our 3 segments of the show.
I think I saw 6 of those movies.
I could have kept counting, and it would have told me how much. Told me. Told.
Told you?
It would have told me. Nice. Tell me like a bad baby. All right, are we all ready to do this thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Final thoughts! Nick, final thoughts.
My final thought is if you want a beer, make sure you can read it without saying cucumber.
Alex, final thoughts.
Drink good beer and have a good time.
And I would like to say to all you lovely people out there that my final thought is... When you get a wrecked Tommy going, he'll hurt your throat.
And you... You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TNA Drinks. And you can watch our YouTube videos on YouTube, Drinking with TNA or TNA Drinks. Type whatever you're in. And you can buy our merchandise at tnadrinks.spreadshirt.com.
Bye, everyone.
Until next time.
Adios, amigos.
Muchacho.